You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR and get twice the RAM on your purchase.
And type frag.
Use the code 2MORDOR and get 25% off your first month. All right. So, good evening, everybody. My name is Merrick, and you're listening to Casual Stroll to Mordor, a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. So, what did you do today?
Well, today, the Fellowship Walk not only met, but exceeded their goal. And I am so proud of you, LOTRO community. I could just give each and every one of you a hug. I love you guys. I am so proud of us. We set out to have a goal of $7,000. And I didn't know if we could do it, honestly. I was very skeptical. But I was being brave. And we've surpassed it. We've already at $7,672.97.
That's excellent.
Yes. So that has totally made my day. In other news, the Dumbs have completed the epic quests tied with Lothlorien, and we have officially moved on to Mirkwood. Unfortunately, we had to move on to Mirkwood without Optum, because Optum was not able to log in. He wasn't able to patch with the Riders of Rohan patch. He was having a horrible time. I think he had to end up reinstalling to get his system to run LOTRO again. So we did it without Optum, but it's okay. He'll be there next week. I think Hoppy's out of town, so we don't have a Hoppy this week. Other than that, the only thing I've done really with Rohan is I went and got my war steed. So I haven't even left the town that you get the war steed at. I looked at the cosmetics, and I think I was a little spoiled, because when I was on beta, I just bought everything. I bought all the steeds, I bought all the clothes, I bought all the colors, I bought everything that was in the store. And then I got to the store here and it's kind of like, I can't afford to buy all these things. So all these things that I'm used to playing with, I can't play with. So my horse is still the same color. I did put on a few niceties, but like I have, I think I have right now the Eastern Net set for the horse. But that's I only had that on because I took a picture of it for the blog. So, but that's it for me. How about you?
I did some of Rohan. I've gotten to my war steed, of course, and I'm heading into some of the certain areas. I have completed the intro town, and I don't know. It's going good. I mean, I'm enjoying it so far. Open tapping is amazing.
Open tapping is fantastic. I love it.
And I'm having a good time. I mean, it's really a good time so far.
Okay.
How about you?
Let's see. The Fellowship Walk was... I'll start over.
Okay.
So for those of you listening right now, we are live on Landerville. We're at the last bridge. And the reason we're at the last bridge in the Lone Lands is because right after this episode, we're going to continue our Fellowship Walk. So if you're listening to us live and want to join in the Fellowship Walk, it'll be right after the show. And we're meeting at the last bridge. It's the bridge between Lone Lands and Trollshaws. And if you need help getting there, we do have a captain. Garen is here.
Okay.
Don't cry.
And now the town crier.
All right. This week in LOTRO, Riders of Rohan released a launch trailer with the release of Riders of Rohan.
This launch trailer actually pumped me up. This was a really good trailer.
I liked it. I don't know if it really pumped me up, though. I kind of like the Isengard one better. I think maybe it got me more pumped up.
Why?
It seemed, I don't know, more epic. I mean, this one was good. It's not bad. I mean, it's not...
I thought it was plenty epic. It was Wormtongue whispering in King's ear about how everything's fine. Don't worry about Rohan. Rohan's fine. I'm taking care of everything for you.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, it was very cool. I don't know. Just different. I mean, it's very well done. I have no problem with it. The acting's great. The scenery's great. Everything was good. I don't know. Maybe it was just like the thing of seeing Sauron and everything was, or Saruman was, you know, more fun for me.
I thought seeing Wormtongue was pretty exciting myself. I thought that this is the kind of thing that they should have started off with. I mean, it was a good launch trailer. And we were, I think a couple episodes ago, talking about were they even going to have a launch trailer. But it was a good launch trailer, but gosh, something like this should have been way before. Like, they should have been playing the poop out of this and being like, dude, you're going to troublesome Rohan where the kingdom, like, the king isn't, you know, Theoden's not actually managing anything. Everything's in the hands of Wormtongue, who's, of course, being manipulated by Saruman. You know, everything is chaos and you're going into this crazy world.
Yeah, I kind of wonder why they waited so long for this one to be released. I don't remember when they released the Isengard one.
Probably launch. But the one, I don't know which one you're talking about, honestly.
I don't know. It's good, though. Very well done.
All right.
The release notes for Riders of Rohan also released.
They're enormous.
They are very long. I have not read most of them.
No, there's a couple of funny things in there. Like the thing that bothered everybody has been removed and now it'll bother you that it's gone or something like that. They always put in I forgot what I was saying. Oh, they put in a couple of funny things. I didn't think there was any surprises in this pack. I didn't see anything here that I wasn't expecting. I didn't read it word for word. I kind of was like, oh yeah, though. And it might've been just cause I was in the beta. I was like, oh yeah, yeah, that, yeah, that, yeah, that, yeah, 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 that, yeah, that. So I didn't read it word for word. Oh wow. Alita's Warsteed is pretty. What outfit is that on there? Cause that's cool. I like that outfit you got on there. Okay. There's a big, the news is that there's a, you know, Rohan, Riders of Rohan is released. It released on Monday, in case you live under a rock and didn't know this. So these are the patch notes for all that. There's also a hotfix that was on Wednesday, and the hotfix, very, very short. They were just fixing small problems, like the players who pre-purchased the Legendary Bundle didn't have access to the horse session play quests. There were some problems that players could no longer encounter a specific out of memory client crash. In case you didn't know, there was in the beginning a big Direct X 10 and 11.
Yeah, there was a memory leak with them. Yeah.
Yeah. So they said they fixed that. There's further improvements to server performance has been made. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that could be some of the technology that they were talking about with Winfola that they did recently.
That they just give it to everybody now?
Yeah, that would be my guess. I don't know if that's true or not, but it could be. Yeah, there's a lot to read there, a lot to keep you focused if you want to read it all. Of course, you know, not everything made the patch notes, and then, you know, that's weird. There are certain things that we'll be talking about, I think, that didn't get in there.
I don't even know. Like, usually, don't we see a store patch notes or a store update listing at the same... we did for Isengard, I know that for certain, where there was the in-game patch notes, and then there was, like, store updates.
I don't know if they did or not, but they should.
Well, they didn't. I didn't see it. If they did, I missed it, wherever it is.
Yeah.
Sodom is naked with a bucket on his head, laying on the ground.
That's how he rolls.
He must have bought that shirtless dwarf thing.
Why wouldn't you?
Anyway, he's funny.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff added to Lua as well. I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of that, so you'll have to explain it to me.
Okay.
There was Kitani found a pretty cool. There's a new festival plugin that we haven't tried yet, but I'm totally gonna try it with the next festival. I didn't have time to try it with the fall festival before it closed. Okay, in case you don't know, the reason that things are being fiddled with is we moved into a new room. Merrick moved all his stuff down into, we cleaned out one of our basement rooms. It's got carpeting in here, so we should be sounding a little. It's smaller, it's got carpeting, so there's no going to be that creaking as we walk around or clicking as our dog's toenails touch the floor, because upstairs it's all hardwood floors. Down here, there's actually a partial wall that's carpeted, so we have more padding in here, which is supposed to be good for podcasting, right?
Yeah, we're going to add some more stuff, though.
Yeah, so anyway, that's why he's kind of fiddling with stuff, because we had to move everything down here, and so nothing is set up the way it was.
Yeah. Okay, Journey Through Middle Earth. This is a new contest that is totally social media based. If you do not have a Facebook account, you will not be able to participate in this whatsoever. But what it is that every so often, I think it's either 2 or 5 days, depending on what day it is, or probably what day of the week it's released, they will be picking a different place in Middle Earth. You go take a screenshot of your character, your best character there. You upload it to the site. You make a postcard out of it. And then you have to share it with both either Twitter or Facebook. You also have to... it's also US, UK, Germany, and France only, which I don't know why, because it's just 1500 points code other than legal issues. And it also makes you fill out your name, last name, your first name, last name, email address, your country, and your birthday, as well as access to Facebook stuff.
I think this is a lot of darn work. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you want to, I mean, Turbine Points is Turbine Points. If you don't mind posting all this stuff to your Facebook and your Twitter, who cares? Go for it. Get yourself some Turbine Points. I think that they're looking for good quality screenshots, right? So turn off your UI and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
So I would guess you can't just like snap a bunch of random pictures and then expect to win, but... You know, put some thought into it. Take some good screenshots. I don't understand the clues thing. Like, they want a picture of a certain region. Is that what they're asking for?
Yes. Yes.
So every week they want a different region, but they don't tell you that. They just give you a hint in the forums?
No, once it's unlocked, but they'll tell you beforehand.
Oh, I see.
If you go to the forums.
So the hints are just an extra head start before it gets unlocked. Okay. I'm cool with that. Anyway, so there's that. Turbine Points is Turbine Points. People need it. So I am perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
Finally, we have a Turbine Pumpkin Carving Contest. Turbine does this every year, and it's a turbine company-wide thing. It's not like LOTRO-based. They have LOTRO winners, they have DDO winners, and they have Asheron's Call winners. So if you're entering... You get to pick something based off one of those games and submit it. So if you're a LOTRO and a DDO player, you could submit 2 pumpkins. Or if you find something that correlates, maybe double dip there. I don't know if that happens. But anyway, what happens, my post only includes what a LOTRO winner would get, because we are a LOTRO blog. If you want to know the rest of them, you can go to the post and find it out yourself. But the winner of the LOTRO pumpkin carving gets 3,000 turbine points, a custom forum title of Master Carver for 2012, and one runner-up will also get the forum title of Master Carver 2012. And some of these guys are really talented. If you look at the stuff that we've had in the past years, there's some really good pumpkins out there. I don't know what I would do. I talk about this every year. It's like, oh, I'm totally going to do something. And then I see like somebody carve a gigantic Sauron eye out of a flaming pumpkin, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, some of them are pretty good. I don't know. I've always thought about participating in this. I just don't think I can commit to it, though. I would love to, though. It's really good. I mean, there's some really good ones out there. Some of them I'm amazed when they don't win.
Yeah. Well, they only pick one and then a runner-up. It's hard. It would be hard to choose. It would be really hard to choose for me.
Okay. All right. All right. So that pretty much concludes most of the official news. I don't know if we'll be seeing a lot of news coming out of them. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, probably in the vein of fixing this and that. You know, there's a known issues list out there. So if you're having a problem, you can check out that before you submit a bug. Because if it's a known issue, then means they know about it, right?
Right.
So I think that they're not done giving us official news, but I think that their official news, you know, is going to slow down because there's no longer an impending expansion.
Okay. All right. So there is developer bites going on. Crashing after hot fixing. If you are crashing after you hot fix.
The hot fix was on Wednesday.
Yeah. There's several settings that they want you to adjust in your game. We'll have a link to what they recommend, as well as some other state of other things that they would like you to do. I don't know. I kind of wonder if this is really something that's cool. I mean, their suggestion is to turn the engine speed down and the texture speed down. And then
so play really on a really crappy looking Lotro and you're good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're like, yeah, just turn everything down to low and no problem, right? Right. Sounds to me that there's still a problem with the DirectX stuff. If turning it down is the fix, right? I mean, am I wrong?
I don't know. It's possible. I don't know. It seems like either they're saying that your card's not good enough, or yeah, maybe it's the DirectX. I don't know. It's hard to know.
So anyway, there's those tips from Turbine directly if you're still having crashing issues since Wednesday, when they put out the hotfix. That will be in our show notes if that helps anyone at all. We actually had no problems getting into Rohan.
You know, no.
You know, the patch loaded just fine. We were able to log in just fine. I know it wasn't that way for everyone. Like I said, our Optum wasn't able to log in for dumb time. Unfortunately, dumb time is on Monday. So it was, we're like, okay, everybody start patching early because it's a big one.
Yeah, I was live streaming and crashed a lot of the time. I can't help but wonder if that had something to do with it.
The memory leak, you mean?
Yeah, the memory leak.
Or the patching.
Yeah, well, no, the memory leak. Okay. Patching, I think, made things better. Or at least I'm not having problems now.
We're good.
All right. So inventory bags price doubled, but then they put them on sale for half price.
So it's not just inventory bags. I found that this happened with a couple of things. What's happening is prices of some items are increasing in the Lotro store. So in order to, I guess, ease us into the higher price, instead of just saying, oh, now it's this price, what Turbine is doing is they've discounted the item back to its, you know, old pricing, the pre-Rohan pricing, and they're allowing us to still buy the items at the pre-Rohan pricing until October 29th. After October 29th, all those discounts go away and the new pricing takes effect. And the things I've found it on for certain is the inventory bags and on the virtues. The inventory bags are increasing like by 50%. It was $4.95. It's now going to be $9.95. So it's like a $5 increase for that guy. And the virtues increased only by like 100 turbine points. I don't know why they increased. But it's Turbine's choice, and it's their store. They can increase their prices if they want. I just kind of didn't like the way this was announced. I think this could have, like I said, this should have been a store updates post explaining this kind of stuff. There is a post from Sapiens talking about this, and he said that 13% is, where did I read that? 16% of the items in the store saw an increase. The other 84% either saw no change in price or an increase in stack size or a drop in price. So,
do you think this is something that we should be told about?
Well, that's what I'm just saying. I think that something like this should have been communicated in like a LOTRO store updates post before, even with launch would have been fine. But instead, people are just like, what the crap? You're trying to fool? I mean, it looked like they're trying to fool us. Like, it looks like they purposely raised the price and then discounted it to the regular normal price. This is what it looked like. You know, stores do that. Regular retail stores do that, where they inflate the price and then say 20% off.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what it looked like. That was the impression everybody was getting. When I think that some communication could have really helped, where they're saying, no, 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 we're not trying to trick you into buying it, telling you that it's 50% off. What we're trying to do is give you the old price before the new price, you know, increases, because the new price is going to be this. And that's their call. It's their price. If you don't like that price, you just don't buy that item. You know, you vote with your wallet on those kind of things. So I don't have a problem with them changing the prices. I just think that this could have been communicated better. That's all.
It definitely could have been communicated better, like through some notes. Just throwing it out there.
Or something.
Yeah. I wonder if they were supposed to go and they just never did. Well, you think they were supposed to go, then somebody would have created them and written them up. And.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they weren't ready. Maybe it's not done through the Turbine folks, because don't they outsource their store? Maybe it's done through through somebody else and they just didn't get their stuff done in time. So I'm not trying to place blame. I'm trying to explain the situation, because when I first saw this, I was PO'd. When I saw this, I was just like, what kind of crap is this? That they increase the price and then give you a 50% off, but it's the original price. And somebody else had told me about it earlier this week, saying, oh, the bags are 50% off. I only got mine for $4.95. And I'm like, dude, that's the price of the bag. It's not the price of the sixth bag. It's the price of the fourth and the fifth. Well, they're going to increase the fourth and the fifth to match the sixth. So all the bags are going to be the same price.
All right. So for our next item that's in the store is the Dwarves Bare-Chested Cosmetic.
Yes, which if you are in game with us right now, everybody turn and look at Sodom. He is modeling this for us tonight. Our lucky naked dwarf here. Thank you, Sodom, for being such a wonderful model. This cosmetic item is, I find it funny. I think it's goofy. It is for dwarves only.
It's awesome.
Yeah. If you're any other race, you will not even see it in the store, because it is a dwarf racial thing only. I think that's because dwarves are male only, right?
Well,
in game. Yeah, they call them he's.
Theoretically.
You could role play them as a girl, and I recommend not going around as a bare-chested female dwarf if that's what you're doing. But to each their own. So I guess, do you think that he should be hairier?
If that's your thing.
What do you think he waxes? Do you wax, Sodom? So, I think this thing is funny. I think it's kind of expensive.
It is expensive.
But it's funny. Yeah, I think I have no problem. People are kind of upset about the lore aspect. I'm like, what? Dwarves didn't go shirtless?
Is there a lore thing against
I don't know.
Them ever taking off their clothes?
You think that they would. Men do, right? So it's $9.95 in the store. Like I said, it's dwarf only, so you will not see it unless you are on your dwarf character. It is per character. It's kind of silly to me that it's $9.95 and you're paying to wear nothing.
Well, let's see.
Like, you're buying the Emperor's new clothes.
He's got some back hair. He's got some hair.
Oh, does
hair
he really? Let me look. Stop moving. Ew. Oh, I'm sorry. He's got like a line of back hair. He's got like a...
Yeah.
Hairy spine.
So
he's got a little bit of fine hair on his chest.
Yeah, seems okay.
He's shaking his butt at me. You turd.
I guess that's
it's
fine.
It's hairier than I thought it was. I thought it was bare chested, but it's really not. He's got some hair on him. He's got some hair on his shoulders. That's kind of weird. Do men do that? You have hairy shoulders? It's not technically his shoulders. It's up by his shoulders. I guess that's still his arm. Anyway, I'll stop staring at Sodom's naked form here.
All right, well, I guess we'll plug in my webcam and we'll start staring at my chest next.
Not mine, though. I'm not a dwarf.
And all the guys listening go, aww.
Anyway, I think this item is funny. I think it's a little slightly overpriced, but I think it's funny and I like it. And yeah, they were talking about in like the comments for this. A lot of people, this was a big hit on our blog this week. A lot of people were talking about this. They're talking about, well, can you buy like tattoos next? Like, can we get like X's on our shoulders or something? And our, I guess, what's this called? The upper arm part?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called. I don't know my body parts.
Hey. On your biceps?
Is that what it is?
Well, bicep area. Well, trapezoid.
Trapezoid. That's a made up word.
Trapezius? It's traps. That's what they call.
Trapezoid. It could be real. I'm not joking. I'm just saying.
I think so.
It doesn't sound like a body part. It sounds like a geometric shape.
It does.
I think trapezoid is a geometric shape.
Might be. it's trap something. I do lots of investigation on my... Never mind. See, in CSDM news, somebody wrote a My First Day in Rohan. And it was about my first day in Rohan, so I guess it was me. All right. That was a short mystery. it just gives my impression on Rohan about what it was. I guess fortunately for me, I didn't have any problems getting in or anything that happened. And I had a good time. It was a lot of fun. And it's, even crashing aside and all the memory leaks that were happening, I know at some point I got up to like 3 gigs of memory for the game alone, and then with everything else running, it just kind of crashed everything. And then Gabbo gave us his last build suggestion for the Quiet Knife.
Well, not his last. Okay, the chat room is saying that Andy B says that he'll donate $20 to the walk if you do the shirtless webcam.
You don't want to see my man boobs, bro.
And Dang is saying $30.02 if you don't.
There you go. Outbid. Last minute auction.
Yeah. So anyway, Gabbo. Gabbo's a Quiet Knife article. This is the spec that he typically runs in, so he knows this one very well. There's some slight alterations now that Rohan is out. I think there's like one item that someone pointed out that's slightly... like advanced or something now, but in general, this is a good guide. This will help you. This is the attack from stealth DPS mode burglar. So thank you for your guide, Gabbo. You want to hear? Okay. I'm going to out myself how stupid I am. Gabbo sent me an email with a video he made and asked if it was okay that we posted it on Casual Stolen Mordor. Well, we get stuff like that. You know, occasionally where someone just sends us a video and says, hey, I made this video. You can share it if you want to. Without even looking to see who sent it, I forwarded it on to Gabbo and said, somebody send us a PvP burglar guide. Can you check this out and tell me if it's okay to put it on the site because you're our burglar person? And he's like, I approve my own video. I'm getting a lot of emails, people. I'm getting a lot of emails from the Fellowship Walk. So I laughed very hard about that and apologize to Gabbo for being stupid.
More clarification on the trap fiasco. Andy B confirms that trapezoid is geometry, and I looked and it is the trapezius muscle. So I am not as stupid as I was 2 minutes ago. Thank you very much.
We learned. See, you learned something.
You learned when you listened.
When you listened.
You learn to make your children listen to this, so you go, don't grow up to be like them. Study in school. All right. Katani wrote a nice article this week about the new locations for some of the crafting hall guild halls. So you don't spend 30 minutes looking for them like I did.
Yeah, so Katani found that they've, you know, not huge changes. They're just kind of shifted. Most of them have been moved into where, like in Esteldin, they've been moved into where... the crafting crap is. For example, some other additions, like in Mikkel Delving, they've added a vault dude so that you don't have to run all the time, which is nice. Geltrev had absolutely no changes. I think Geltrev was the like their model of, you know, you go into the room and here's all the crafting crap, and then you go into a back room for the guilds. So I think that's the model that they were working with. Also, there's been a reputation, a change to the guild reputation items. They are now clickable reputation items, just like the rest of your reputation items. So if you want to use your large guild reputation thing, you just right click on it to use it.
Yeah, that took me a couple tries to figure out.
I didn't struggle with that, but only because Katani figured it out before me and told me. So thank you.
Okay. And let's see. We also had, Steed of the Estimate cosmetic armor written by Golden Star.
I'm sorry. I'm really having a bad cough today. This is just a reminder for you legendary edition people. I forgot about it until I got on Silver's for dumb time. And Silver's bags are so more organized than Golden Star's. And I was like, oh, I have an extra thing. And I opened it up and it was all the Warsteed appearances for the Eastern Net Mount. So in case you don't remember, you get every edition included the Eastern Net Mount, but the Legendary Edition also included the Warsteed appearance. So if you're in game, I'm going to get on mine right now because my Warsteed is still wearing the Warsteed appearance. This is the Eastern Net Mount Warsteed appearance item. So I got to, cosmetics for your horse. Hooray.
Yay!
I forgot about it. I thought it was worth a post. Sorry.
Okay. And let's see. We also have... Oh, nobody wants to hear about that.
What?
Episode 166, our interview with Chance Thomas, was a lot of fun. And we can't really thank him enough.
He was awesome.
For doing that.
I was very nervous talking to him.
I was a little nervous, but at some point I was kind of also thrown off because at some points he was interviewing us.
He was all like, so what are you guys like? Okay. You don't know how this works, okay? We are asking the questions. No, he was fantastic to talk to. You can just tell when you listen to this episode that he loves doing what he does. He loves it. He is an absolute joy making video game soundtracks. It is something that he absolutely adores sharing with all of us. It totally, totally comes through.
I was sitting in the middle of that and I was thinking, this is a guy who goes to work every morning and loves what he does.
That's basically what I just said.
Yeah, I know, but how rare is that? Yeah. That you get to see that.
It's enviable, that's for sure.
That is very enviable. He loves it, and he loves when people like his stuff.
Yeah, we're just like, oh yeah, he's like, I love better than that.
I mentioned that.
We all love your stuff, guy.
I mentioned that when I was doing some of the live stream earlier this week, I played his album on repeat off of Spotify. He thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I also have to say, I saw that he has, I don't know if he knows it or not, but he has several soundtracks in iTunes and on Amazon. Like the King's, the Quest for Glory one that he mentioned, that's in there.
I wonder if it's a new thing.
No, it was the 5. It was the version that he mentioned too, that he worked on right before he was going to go to Middle Earth Online.
But he said that Rohan was his first.
I think that they released it not. I think they released it and they didn't tell him because it was like 3 years ago that it got released.
Well, maybe he was talking to MMO specific.
Yeah, it's possible. Okay. Yeah, it's but it's possible he may not even know that that was released. I don't know if they even tell him.
Sure.
Yeah. A lot. I think I'm going to get that one too because it sounds good and it's spending money. And I know that Golden Star loves it when I do that.
I've already given you a budget to fix up this room. So so you're not getting a whole lot more.
I need theme music to fix up your room.
Do not buy theme music to fix up your podcast room.
Who thinks I need feed music to build up the podcast room? I think I do. Okay, no, I need to take measurements so I can start put in a request for that. And then figure out where stuff goes. And then figure out, maybe buy a new cable that goes to the computer or, I don't know, whatever is making the live stream sound like poop. Although people said that the Twitch one, I'm running Twitch as well as live streaming, and people are saying that the Twitch one sounds better.
Do you think it's something with our setup, something with our internet? We also had an internet outage, which was a whole fiasco with that stupid cable company that's going to get my foot right up their keister. They made us buy a new router because they told us our router didn't work, and it was just an outage.
Yeah, well, it's a new modem, so we're renting it, and it's better, but it's also more expensive, so...
And it cheeses me off that they made us buy it. They're like, well, we can't connect to your router. Your router must be broken. We have this new router that'll be faster and awesomer. And we're like, okay. And then we hooked up. This one doesn't work either. Oh, that's because we have an outage.
Yeah, so that was fun. Yeah, my day off was not a day off at all. It was running around doing stuff all day. And that was smack in the middle of it. Right as I connected to the live stream, blue goes down. Of course. All right. So anyways, we also have a lead side day, Eastern Rohan, the Wold, 76 through 77. Gotta say, happy to see Alpha Man riding again.
Yay, Alpha Man. Yay. I saw him on Monday and I'm like, I'm so glad you're here. And he's like, I'm already working on this stuff. And I'm like, dude, relax and enjoy the game. I don't want you rushing through just to make a post.
I would never have expected him to write something this quickly.
Yeah. He's already got another one up for next week.
Wow.
So he's crazy pants, but I'm yay. Alpha Man's back. In case you are newer to CSDM, Alpha Man is our epic story reporter.
Yeah. Very good. Very good stuff. Okay. Fellowship Walk news. Well, here, now it's all Merrick speaking time. Just kidding.
You can if you want to.
I can go potty now.
The Fellowship Walk is doing fantastic. We have not only met our $7,000 goal, we have surpassed it. We are currently, as I'm speaking, at $7,682.97. That's 109%, folks. We gave 109%. I'm so proud of all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who's donated. Thank you to everyone who gave us auctions. Thank you to Turbine for that lifetime account. That was like, 10% of our goal.
Yeah, very much. Thank you for that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who has made this possible. We're not done yet. The Fellowship Walk officially ends on Wednesday the 24th. That is when Frodo wakes up in Imladris, the House of Healing. That's the whole story that we're going for, in case you missed that. But on the 24th is when all this ends. So if you haven't donated, there's still time. There's still giveaways. Right now we have the Mad Cat Strike 7 keyboard giveaway. In case you missed it, Merrick put up a unboxing video of that this week. So you can kind of see the Strike 7 keyboard. It's pretty cool. It's not pretty cool. It was very cool. Mad Cats donated that to us. So thank you, Mad Cats, for your support. We have a 2,500 Turbine Points code available for somebody. There's two choices. You can tweet or you can donate. Donating gives you 4 chances to win. That's going on until Tuesday, I believe. This was also submitted by Margarine of the Alliance Kinship on Landerville. She noted it. Donated our last Turbine Point code as well. So thank you for her continued support. Our Fellowship Walk auctions have completed, and that is why the the goal kind of went through the roof, because the people are paying off on their auction bounties right now and they're collecting their goods. So I think that was pretty much a success. Thank you to Belwyn of Landerville. She is the one who suggested the auction whole thing to us, so we're very, very pleased with that. And thank you to everyone who donated their time, their talents, their artistry, their everything to their computers to the Fellowship Walk auction. All of it helped. All of it made it possible to get past our goal. So thank you, everybody, for that. I'm just so proud. I honestly was so scared we weren't going to be able to make it. And I am so, so, so happy. I told Katani earlier that I was so happy I thought I might explode.
Wait, Katani?
What?
She had time to actually talk to you while she's leveling?
Yes.
Nonsense.
I talked to Katani quite a bit.
Yeah.
And she told me not to explode, was her advice.
All right. In community news, Jukebox Heroes.
Stars in his eyes.
This is written by Sip. He's kind of a big deal. You may have heard of him.
Kind of a big deal.
This is
that man's got a big enough head.
All right. So Sip is writing about the Riders of Rohan soundtrack. If you don't know what Jukebox Hero is, he's writing articles based on the soundtracks and music of different games. And this one was Riders of Rohan, and he also he's also spoken to Chance Thomas.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, he's done an interview with Chance Thomas.
Yeah, he's done an interview.
A written interview, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, this one he takes a look at Riders of Rohan and his thoughts on it and all the other stuff. He likes it.
How could you not?
I know. It's really good. I think he said, one of the quotes is, it's jumped to my top 10 favorite MMO soundtracks of all times, and
fantastic.
I couldn't stop gushing about it to friends as I gave it my initial listen through. Yeah, it's really good. It's a great soundtrack. Really good.
And in final community news, I had to share this article from the Darrow Scholar. And October 15th, which of course everybody knows is the launch of Riders Rohan, but you know what else? It was the Dwarven New Year, or Durin's Day. I thought that was a handy bit of trivia, so Happy New Year, you naked dwarves!
Yay, naked dwarves! I wish I had my dwarf and he was naked.
You can go get your dwarf and make him naked if you want to.
Nah, it's okay. All right, last week's poll was using Steam for Lotro.
This poll is technically not closed until tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes. So you can go change it tonight and make the podcast wrong.
Yeah. But as of right now, we had 613 voters on this poll, and 55% are not on Steam and are not a part of the CSTM group.
Aww.
15% don't even know what Steam is. 12% say that, yes, they're on it, but they're not yet part of the CSTM group.
Which I'm sure they corrected immediately afterwards.
Making their vote wrong. 10% said that, yes, they are using Steam and they're a part of the CSTM group. And 8% said no, but they're not using Steam, but they are part of the CSTM group.
That's cool. I like Steam. It reminds me of stuff that I can buy.
Yes.
For lower prices, which makes it okay.
I am okay with getting things on discount. I'm just not okay with buying everything.
Well, I've told myself, somebody gifted me a game. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he gifted me Civilization V.
It was very nice.
I'm having fun with that, by the way.
Yeah. It's kind of like a shooter puzzle app or puzzle game. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty awesome. So thank you very much. Very much appreciate it. It was very kind of you. And yeah, no, I love Steam. It lets me play older games with at a discounted price, so I don't have to go to, well, nobody lets you buy used computer games that I know of.
No, I can't think of any. GameStop doesn't do that, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, weird.
Well, I think because most of them have codes and DRMs and stuff like that.
Right,
so.
They're all locked down now, so once you buy it, you buy it.
You wouldn't want somebody to share your game. All right. Moving on to Riddles in the Dark. 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 How will Sauron, the Necromancer, appear in the first film? A. He will be referred to in dialogue, but will make no direct appearance on screen. B. He will never appear on camera, but we will hear his voice.
Ooh, that's a good question.
C. He will appear in a form we saw in Lord of the Rings. Black armor, humanoid, flaming eyeball, etc. He will appear in non-corporeal, non-Lord of the Rings form, some kind of wraith or shadow. E, he will appear in corporeal, non-Lord of the Rings form. Cloaked, hooded, wizard, fair form, etc.
I don't think it's D or E. I like the B. I think that we'll not see him on camera, but we'll hear his voice.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Benedict Cumberbatch said that he was doing some of the work for the necromancer. I think he did some necromancer work too.
Oh, did he?
I'm going to go with E, actually. And for my precedent, yes, I have precedent. Games Workshop did a necromancer.
And that's what he looked like?
And he looked like a Lord of the Rings form. He looked like the same helm and stuff. I'll bring up a picture. But he had a different kind of cloak. Child's Play Auction. So he looked like that, if you can... Whoops. What happened?
I don't know, honey. I'm not looking at the live stream, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So he looked like this... he just looked like had a greenish cloak, had the same kind of pointy helm and rib chestband. If you look up...
So he looks like a wizard?
Yeah, kind of a cross between...
Is he going to have that dorky helmet on? I can see it, honey. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. He has the dorky helmet on. Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought that was pretty good. I mean,
that ties it to him from the Lord of the Rings movies. But I guess, right? Because those other wars that they were showing that had Sauron in it, that's from the past. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, and to be fair, I think this, you know, this was probably a Games Workshop creation that was approved.
That doesn't make it what the movie's going to be.
So my explanation being that this is their vision of what it was, not what it actually was.
Right.
Or what it would be. Or that I don't even think that there's any description. So, yeah. All right. Now, what else is next?
We have a letter.
Oh, so I'm going with E and you're going with B.
Yeah, I already said that.
Okay. Thumbs up.
Okay.
All right. Moving into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Or else.
Or else what?
I don't know. Hildy writes, wow, it's finally here. I just wanted to know your thoughts on Rohan. Do you agree with me in saying that it's the best expansion yet? Because you're wrong if you don't. Fair enough, Hildy. Alright, mounted combat is taking some time to get used to. I always just end up holding W because that's what I'm used to, and just going at maximum power the whole way. Hitbold is looking awesome too, although I haven't gotten there yet except for beta. It's darn complex, though. But I think I'm just about getting my head wrapped around it. If you're struggling and you want a guest on the podcast who can explain, well, then smiley face and then hides. Anyway, keep up the good work and have fun in Rohan. Hildy. Hehe, after writing this, it's turning out into one of those emails you have to write in language class. Just Juan has emailed you about Rohan. Reply to Juan, utilizing the verbs in the form gustar. Sorry about that.
I don't know what gustar means.
It means to have.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So, Hildy, thank you for taking me back to high school. And I pretty much agree. I like it quite a bit. It is a lot of fun. I think that the new game systems that they brought in are fantastic. Remote looting and open tapping really are some of those things that make you go, wow, this is much better than it was before. This system needs to be universal. Kind of is, you know, similar to the wardrobe, where it's just like, this is better. It should have been this way before. Like the bank, where it's like, this is better. It should have been this way before.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those envisioning. I think that it may not be completely original. I don't know how Guild Wars 2 handles looting. That seems to be like what people compare a lot of things to.
Right.
I know that open tapping is very similar to what they do. I think this is an evolution of gaming, and we're seeing it, and we'll see a lot more. I think it's a lot better. I really like it. Now, there is one downside to open tapping. If you are in a fellowship and you do not tap the mob, do not heal whatever it is that that counts you as quote-unquote tapping, this is, you will not get credit for it. So if you go AFK to go to the bathroom, take, you know, child is screaming, get a sandwich, whatever, you don't get credit if you're not engaging.
Is that intended? Is it just landscape stuff? Is that intended?
I talked to Turbine. This is intended.
Okay, so if you're in a group, I can't just follow you, your butt around and not do anything.
Yes.
I hate that.
This is intended. Is everything subject to change?
Sure.
Sure. But this is the way that the open tapping system is intended to be. So it is not a bug. However, I read on Warsteeds that he had an experience with a warden, I believe, where they were engaged in mounted combat. The warden was tanking the boss or tanking the adds while he was downing the boss and kiting it and burning it down. And the warden did not get credit for the kill. This is a bug. If it's in mounted combat and you are engaged with a warband, the warband is essentially one mob. And if the adds do not put you on the leader list, you do not get the quest, you are not, you know, something like that happens, this is a bug. Because the warband is one mob, and when you engage one of them, you should get on all their lists. So you should get the quest, you should get the reward, you should get keyed because you participated in killing, quote-unquote, the mob.
Okay. I'm giving away Perluna States.
Okay. Professor Merrick is done.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, if you think that there's an issue, best to bug it. But, yes, the fellowship not participating, that is actually a bug. Or, no, that is intended. So, there you go. All right, and player achievements. Damglin says, last week, I leveled my main up to 79 and rode across the plains of Rohan, taking down everything I saw. I'm now questing in the Norcrofts and enjoying the story as I go along with it. Darnglen, Light of Shadow, Menaldor.
Danania? I never know how to say her name, but the Supergirl. You know who she is. I got my Warsteed, and I'm as excited as an excited electron in a higher energy state. Even more excited I was seeing all the cosmetic options from the various steeds. I slowed forward progress just to enjoy the moment. I wrote about it here with the pictures of the various cosmetic options, and we'll have a link in our show notes to Dania.net, where she has an article about Warsteed cosmetics.
Okay. Saleth writes, Saleth is level 85. My achievement has been able to solo all warbands. Saleth is awesome.
Wow.
Saleth is also the one who wrote the Tower of Orthanc plugin, the raiding plugin helper.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Saleth, good job. I'm not surprised. He's already there and doing that.
Right. And Lily Rose writes, a big week for little but fierce Hobbit. Our pre-Rohan event, ripping manes and tail feathers on Glenn, was a great success.
Awesome.
Many thanks to all who came out. And then on Monday, Rohan! Lily Rose started with a summons from Lady Galadriel and is now helping the woeful Rohirrim in Elthangles.
Yeah.
At level 75. Her war pony is named Bella.
Nice.
And sports a wee little orc head on a pike. Is that for real? Does it really have an orc head on a pike?
I don't.
Is that a cosmetic I can get? That's awesome.
If that is,
thanks
that's
now to a dead warband leader.
It's gotta be. That's freaking awesome.
We're going to kill warbands.
All right, I get to level my guardian.
See, I told you she was fierce and you got me all pumped. I'm going to get a orc head on a pike. That's
Lily,
awesome.
Send us a screenshot of that.
No,
please.
Kidding.
That's probably somewhere, probably on Warsteed somewhere.
Anyway, really enjoying Rohan and I can't wait to get my Landerville Minstrel up to level cap to explore it all over again.
All right. In closing, I'd also like to say that if you go to the Epic Quest and you don't see Lady Galadriel there, she is actually on a date.
Yes, she won the auction with Eggthil.
So. And she replied back to us in email form, letting us know that she was going to take him up on that. So somebody sent me a gift, Steve.
Oh, really? You. Yes. That's nice.
Thank you, Ms. Riz 12. All right. Contact us. So this week, no donations because they should all be going to Child's Play.
Oh, we do have donations. We have from Paul W. and Rick B.
Oh, Paul W. and Rick B. Thank you.
Yeah, they are, recurring.
Recurring.
Yes.
Or they were. As soon as they heard this, like, crap.
As soon as they hear this, they're like, oh, I need to turn that off.
All right. How can people contact us if they would like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam, and I actively use all four of those because I'm insane. Please leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate it, and I will read your name and tell everybody in the whole wide world how awesome you are. Promise. Listen to us live every Saturday, but not this week because Saturday we're busy. So this week is Friday. But normally we're on Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network TV.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody, for the change. I am going to a movie marathon tomorrow.
A horror movie marathon, which is why I am not going.
Yes. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be horrible.
Yes. Well, probably. My friend who likes horror movies likes very, very...
bad movies.
Yeah.
You'll have fun anyway.
He's fun. He's a fun guy, though. He's very nice.
He takes... they have small children that's around Baby Hobbit's age, and so we do stuff with them quite often, and he'll call up every once in a while and ask me if... he can invite my husband on a mandate.
Yes, he's my mandate. He's awesome. He's a lot of fun.
Anyway, so if you are listening live and can get your butt over to Landerville, we will be hosting our fellowship walk from the last bridge in the Lone Lands all the way to Rivendell after I get myself something to drink.
All right. Are you going to go upstairs?
Yes.
Sure. I don't blame you. It's probably much more comfortable up there.
Oh, no, I'll do it from here.
No, you can go upstairs.
I don't want to haul all this crap back upstairs.
Well, while you get a drink, I'll haul it back up for you.
Oh, even better. So I'm online right now, but I'll probably be disconnected as I'm being moved, and I'll be back online shortly. Okay, guys?
Okay. In the meantime, you can watch me dance.
You can dance if you want to. I think we need Sodom to dance.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.